Chris Miles was able to retire twice by the time he was 39 years old. But he's not content to just enjoy his own financial freedom and peace of mind. Chris wants you to have your own ripple effect so you can live free today. He's not the financial advisor you expected. He's the anti-financial advisor you deserve. He's jumping behind the mic right now, ready to make waves. Here's Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Welcome to our show that's for you and about you. Those of you that work so hard for your money, you're ready for your money to start working harder for you now. You want that freedom, cash flow, and prosperity today, not 30, 40 billion years from now. But right now, live that life that you love, doing what you love with those you love. But most importantly, guys, it's not just about being rich, but living a rich life. Because as you're blessed financially, you have the ability to create a ripple effect through the lives of others and bless them too. Guys, thank you for allowing me to create the ripple effect through you. Thank you for binging and sharing and do all the things you guys have been doing. And thank you for subscribing to our YouTube channel. If you haven't done so, go to the Money Ripples with Chris Miles page and subscribe there today. We've even got some cool bonus videos that we post as well from my TikTok and Instagram, which I've never used before, but I have great people on my team that do know how to use it. So make sure you check that out and appreciate the work that they do for me since I don't know squat about that stuff. So go check that out. Hey, how amazing would it be if you could create monthly cash flow, passive income from making at least double digit returns on your money? And get this, it's only $1,000 or more that you need to invest. Guys, that's exactly what Secured Investment Corp does. They actually do short-term lending to real estate investors that's backed by real estate that you can actually earn double digit returns on. That means 10% or better. It's also IRA friendly. And you can even reinvest those monthly distributions to create compound interest on your money too. So guys, if you want to learn more about that, go check out securedinvestmentcorp.com. That's secured, S-E-C-U-R-E-D, investmentcorp.com. So guys, I got a special guest here again, repeat guest. I've had him on before, Michael Marcial. Now, if you guys haven't, been associated with him or you haven't gone that far back in our podcasts, just so you know, he's not only a longtime entrepreneur, right? But man, he's about achieving success, teaching others, been featured in Forbes and Inc. for his unorthodox methods. I know when I introduced him last time, he said he was just this ordinary average guy, kind of like Jill Walsh playing, I just got that in my head. He teaches high-level coaches, speakers, and entrepreneurs how to leverage a simple principle to gain more time and revenue in their business while doing less. And that is going to be the focus of the show, because I know how many of you are saying, how can I work less, make more? And that's what we're talking about today. So Michael, welcome back to our show.
Boom. Man, what a great intro. First and foremost, this is, I love the show. First of all, I love any time that we get to spend it together, just getting to know each other more and hanging out and having protein shakes. And but this is cool. I'm glad to be back. I'm ready to drop some fire here and just share a little bit more.
Yeah. So, give us a background. I mean, I know you last time you shared that you were like at one point homeless, working out of your car, right? With basically no money at all. Tell us a little bit about that experience and where that's led you to today.
Oh man. Yeah. I mean, it's that you just pretty much summed it all up, at that point in my life, I was really depleted, absolutely broke. I mean, it's not like I had, a couple $100,000 in the bank broke. It was like $0 broke. Uh-huh. So like no overdraft, assets, nothing, broke, right?
Right.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. I was struggling to pay the overdraft fee, daily. So mm-hmm. it was pretty bad. But I, at that point in my life, I allowed myself to be depleted in like every area of my life. Gone through a divorce, left a longtime career consulting in sales, specifically. And I didn't know who I was. I was kind of in my, general rock bottom, and just had to make that decision. And luckily, and fortunately enough, use that word blessed. I feel blessed enough to have gone through certain experiences in my life where I knew that this was the defining moment, for me. It was either continue to be apathetic about your own life, Michael, and go and keep going in that direction, right? And see what's at the end of that tunnel for you. It's going to be amazing, clearly. Or if I was as powerful, maybe that's the word, I was as powerful to create that negative of an experience for myself, what's on the other side? If I'm that powerful to create this negativity, can I create the equal and opposite? And I just made the decision just to, hey, go for it. What else could you possibly lose? Mm-hmm. And when we fast forward, that meant, you know, in every area of my life, can I push myself a little bit more? Can I actually achieve the full potential? And, you know, oftentimes we like to talk about business, but that means, you know, in relationships or in my physical health or my, you know, you fill in the blank. I mean, it's all of it. And so I just kind of went down my own journey of just saying, hey, I feel like I could create something really cool. It might be a little different. I can't afford to hire all the coaches and the mentors and go through schooling and all these things. Mm-hmm. So I'm just going to do it the way I feel like it should be done at the highest level possible. And that's what I started to do. And lo and behold, that started to make some ripples. People started having me on their podcasts, and that led to me starting my own podcast for a very short amount of time. But that podcast did exceptionally well, mm-hmm. Led to a couple of cool features in Forbes and Inc., a couple other really great connections and relationships. And I realized I had some value to bring. Started a business that helped entrepreneurs and coaches with the one thing at the time that I knew I could do, even being in kind of my depleted kind of phase and coming out of that. Yeah. And that was, you know, essentially allowing them to bypass the noise in their industry and be seen as the expert, actually bring on more clients. That's what I had consulted on for the previous 9 years. I knew I could do that. And so that looked like branding, looked like marketing, looked like helping them have better sales conversations, looked like coaching in those areas. Started to go well. And then people wanted me to be on their podcast even more, and then stages even more. You know, and I've been blessed to speak on stage with guys. I mean, some of the best on the planet, John C. Maxwell, Ed Milet, Damon John from Shark Tank, did a TEDx at one point. I mean, so some pretty cool things going on. But now we're just, I'm still in growth mode. I'm still wanting to reach more and help more. And that's why we're here.
That's awesome, man. Well, let's get into it, man. Like, so how do people be able to make more with less time? Because that's always the question, right? Everybody wants to know how to create more leverage, do less, create more. Like, we want to improve. What's been your experience? Like, what's been that way with all the coaches, like the hundreds and hundreds of coaches you've helped and entrepreneurs? What's that one thing?
Yeah, you know, here's the fun part is that there can be a lot of things. And I always look for the philosophy or the strategy. What overall should I be doing here? Yeah. And so let me give you an example. I mean, a great example for somebody that I would typically work with. So this guy, I would almost call him a kid because he's now 26. But this guy comes to me and says, hey, you know, I see what you're doing. There's something missing in my business. He's a coach himself. At that time, he was doing a couple million dollars a year and felt pretty fulfilled. And he knew he was still growing from there. Mm-hmm. You know, that was a good, I mean, he put in the work. I'm not going to take anything away from him. He built an awesome business doing a couple million bucks a year as a 24, 25 year old, and even sooner. And so he's like, man, I know that there's more out there and I see you living life. You know, you don't post a lot about your business stuff. It's more of like fun and family and travel. Obviously, you know, social media can be a bit of a highlight reel. I talk about real things as well, clearly, but he's like, I see there's some sort of balance there. So what is that all about? And, you know, I essentially took him through a couple of steps that we would take any person through and realized that there's one thing missing. I'll share with you what that is here in a second, but I feel like everyone that listens to this can absolutely feel this. Okay. So what was he doing in his business? He was doing most of the marketing, if not all of it. He would set up all the systems on the back end or have some help doing it. He would take all of his own sales calls, right? And then what happens when you have a client?
Then you gotta
who's going to fulfill on that?
Yeah.
You got to do the work that you said you were going to do.
Yeah.
So then you have to fulfill. And when you're doing a couple million dollars a year, that system does not last. Okay. That's burnout. That's you know, oh, it is. Yeah. And he was doing that. That's exactly what he was doing. So money he was making wasn't worth the time and the overworked nature that he was driving himself to. Even at 25, he said, you know, realistically, this is my life. I have the energy right now, but man, I see too many people. I hear too many stories. I know I'm going down that same path. Mm-hmm. And for him, you know, it came down to some simple things of figuring out exactly how he likes to spend his time, both personally and professionally. I mean, some simple things, so that we can actually create something that he wanted. Fast forward, we brought him on in January of this year. It's now what, end of October. You know, we've gone from, you know, doing a couple million dollars a year to he'll clear $8 million at least this year. And he's now semi-retired. He literally moved to the Cayman Islands, mm-hmm. and works a couple of hours a week, probably more. I mean, but that's like real work, a couple hours a week.
Yeah.
And that's it. Okay. So why and how, right? What mm-hmm. is that one skill? What is that one thing? And for him, it came down to delegation.
Yeah.
Came down to outsourcing. Mm-hmm. That probably didn't blow anybody's mind, but it probably just absolutely confirmed some things. So that one thing or those two things that you have on your plate that shouldn't be there, even if you're the best at it or people, or you think people expect you to be the one doing it, mm-hmm. doesn't need to be there. 100%. Never going to be the case. I had to learn that the hard way too. You know, especially early on, I was trying to build this business, do all the things. And I saw it writing on the wall. Michael, you just put in 85 hours this week and you're not even started yet. You cannot keep doing that. Yeah. Especially because I'm not 25, right? I'm older than that. Spoiler alert. Right. So now for him specifically, all it took was for us to go through just a typical onboarding to see that there was one thing that he could have taken off his plate that would open up everything else. And for him, it was the sales conversation. Yeah. He was always the bottleneck. If he had 100 leads that week, he had time for 16 calls, mm-hmm. you know, mixed in with everything else that he did. So thankfully, I built a business that allows us to take over people's brand, their marketing, and those high level sales conversations. And so now he goes from having a $4,800 offer to a $6,800 offer like that. And we're closing a lot more because now we have 7 of my team on his team. Not just one of him, but 7 of us. And we're doing it at a better, faster rate than he could ever do himself.
Right. And so, he's losing less sales, I bet, because they don't have to wait forever, right?
Nope. Exactly. And people drop off. You have 100 leads. I mean, at the time he was generating consistent leads. Now mm-hmm. he gets to do what he loves. He loves looking at the systems, loves making sure the marketing's working, and he'll fulfill a couple hours a week. That's it.
Yeah.
That's all he gets to do, but that's exactly what he wants to spend his time doing so that he can live a certain lifestyle. His family's now taken care of. He's more than blessed them. Mm-hmm. His friends growing up in all of his life are now taken care of. They're all also part of the team. And so now it's like the fulfillment of the dream that he had as a young kid when he was 19 saying, I'm going to do this thing.
Yeah.
He absolutely crushed it. Right. And so he actually saw that vision through. So I'm like getting a little bit of goosebumps because I know this guy and I know the vision that he set for his business and he's surpassed that. Right. And we've only begun. It's 10 months in, you know, so what's next for him is just, it's amazing, but we've got to get okay with the fact that this word delegation, it's not dirty. In fact, it's the thing that opens us up. It doesn't matter what level you're at.
Yeah.
Right. You cannot be, you know, if you look at the e-myth, you can't be the technician, the manager, you know, the owner and the entrepreneur all in one all the time for everything. Yep. Just doesn't make sense, right? We have to, you know, get comfortable with making sure the professionals, people that are amazing at this stuff can actually take this off our plate.
I totally agree, man. Like that's one thing over the last year I've learned in my own business is once I hit a certain level, I'm like, I can't keep doing this and still stay semi-retired, right? Like I was going to start moving into full-time overtime work for something I don't even need, you know, like, but the mission is there, like the drive to bless lives, like that's still there. I have to let it go. And it requires trust, letting go of that control, trusting other people to do that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. 100%. And, you know, here's the cool thing, you know, how many of us have gone through personal development workshops. We know about human design, or we know about mm-hmm. personality types, and we know that we could quote unquote hire on the right people to do this.
Yeah.
But then we also, I've had so many of these conversations. Typically the two reasons that people don't want to outsource or bring somebody in mm-hmm. is because one, they feel like it's going to be too expensive,
Right.
Or two, it's too much time to onboard someone.
Right.
Right. Those are the number two. I mean, top two, I always hear it. It can always be some variation of that or, mm-hmm. you know, an off case here and there. But those are the two things. Like, well, if I'm going to have somebody that does this at the level that I can do this, I got to pay them exorbitantly to do that. And I don't even know if it's going to work out.
Yeah.
Then I have to, or the person in charge of this thing has to then onboard them, ramp them up. Mm-hmm. Holy moly. How much time and money does that take?
Yeah.
And does this even work then? You know, and so it becomes one of those things, and why not? We can brush that off to the side and keep doing our business. We can still generate, you know, cash or do whatever it is that our business is doing.
Yeah.
And we don't have to think about that anymore. It's much right. simpler. But this is where I, you know, I've been on that side of the street. I've 100% I have, where it's just like, I'm really good at all these things. So I'll mm-hmm. do that until I can't. And then I'll just have somebody do it for me. Yeah. Well, you don't just have somebody, right? It's not just like they're waiting right here and you just tag them in and they're there, right? It's yeah. not just like, all right, you do it now. No, it's the whole thing. And yeah. so I didn't realize this, but for the longest time when I built my first business, when I was, you know, this is what, almost eight years ago, mm-hmm. when I was in this kind of depleted state, I had to do things myself first. That means I had to get great at marketing my thing. I had to get great at selling the thing. I had to get great at fulfilling the thing. And when you do get great at that, you do have a sense of ownership, but there is a paradox there. You become the guard for this beautiful thing that you have, but you are mm-hmm. also the prisoner simultaneously.
Yeah.
It's crazy. It's crazy. If we really look at, you can't, you almost feel like you can never let go of the thing because yeah. you created it. Mm-hmm. Thus you're the prisoner. That's insane. Right. Yeah. But when we really look at the bigger mission, like you said, it's the vision that you have for that thing. Can you keep doing all the things yourself? Of course not. Right. So in my journey, I had to build these things myself. I was like, man, I need to have a killer brand if people are going to take me seriously. I mean, that's the truth. So yeah. who do I know? How can I find the people that can do that for me? I need some amazing, amazing talent. And I found them. I hired them, worked mm-hmm. together. They're amazing. And I'm like, wow, this process was amazing. You know, we did a couple brands together. It was flowing. And then people would ask me, dude, how did you... Your brand is sick. This is mm-hmm. great. How do I do that? And yeah. I'm like, well, I know I just can't connect you with my team and have yeah. it go well because you need strategy behind this. It's just not just luck, right? Yeah. So I was like, well, gosh, I can walk you through this process. I have my own process I've been using for almost 10 years now. And I have a team that could actually fulfill on that strategy. Yeah. So it became a business. And mm-hmm. right off the bat, now people were saying, dude, I need branding. Right. I'm transitioning as a industry leader or an expert in my field. I want to get into coaching. I want to be on more stages and podcasts like I see you doing. Help me with the brand so that people will take me seriously. So yeah. we started to do that as an actual service, an actual business. Same with marketing. I wanted to market better. I wanted to reach more people. How do I do that myself? I can't. So right. I started a freaking agency. Mm-hmm. I hired the best people I could to do the things for me. And then when people started to see the fruits of that, Michael, how do you do the marketing like this? Well, gee, I have some people, mm-hmm. but you need the strategy. So I guess that's how I fit in. Yeah. Why don't I just tell you the strategy that's going to work best for you yeah. and I'll have my team do it.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Exactly.
Interesting. But Chris, you already know the answer. What happens if you have a great brand, you have great marketing, you're reaching people? Well, you got people wanting to work with you now.
Yep.
Exactly. Sorry. It's going to happen. And so who's going to have that conversation? And so for the longest time, that was me. That was like my sweet spot. I love it. I get to spend 45 minutes absolutely connecting with somebody, breaking down their goals, seeing exactly where they're trying to get to and what they've already done in the past that has gotten them to whatever point now. And it's really yeah. clear for me to be able to say, okay, next steps need to look like this. And awesome. That for most people, they would call that sales closing or a yeah. sales conversation or whatever, you know, call, you know, whatever they terminology they use for that. But it turns out I was really great at that. I'd done millions of dollars for myself mm-hmm. using the same kind of conversations. And so I would just do it in my business.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, spoiler alert, same thing happened. Hi, Michael, I just paid you 15 grand. Can you teach me how to do this with my own clients? Because mm-hmm. this was too smooth. And like, I wasn't pressured into this thing. I love this. I want to work with you now. I said, absolutely, I can. Mm-hmm. 100%. But wait a minute. Don't I need, like, wait a minute. I've seen this before. I went first, I started a team, and then I leveraged the team.
Yeah.
I went first, built a team, leveraged the team. I went first now, could I build a team and then leverage the team? Mm-hmm. So you better believe that's exactly what I did. So I started to bring on people that I knew and I trusted as great, great people that I could teach them a specific process for. Mm-hmm. And I already had an audience of thousands of coaches and speakers and entrepreneurs that needed people like us to have that conversation, to delegate so they can stay in their superpowers, I call it.
Right.
And thus our newest arm of our company, Supercoach, was born, where our philosophy is just to keep you sitting in the driver's seat in that authority position. Let us use our superpower in the service of yours. And now we get to place these closers that are phenomenal at what they do and allow their, you know, their super coach, as we call them, to continue to do what they do. Right. And it's just this beautiful thing, but it takes that delegation. And now we overcome the biggest obstacle. Doesn't it cost a lot? Well, we don't charge anything for this. It's all commission. So no, it costs you zero.
Yeah.
All upside. We take the risk because we're pretty confident at this. And then number two, well, don't I have to ramp them? Isn't it going to take a long, no time. Mm. I've already ramped them up. They're ready right now. Right. So that's, you know, so that's where we took it. And it's a big play off of that big fear of delegation, of outsourcing. How do we grow and how do I stop being the bottleneck of my own business?
Right.
And that's what we're doing.
Awesome, man. So obviously I can already hear people saying like, I need this. Like, how would they do it? How would they contact you, Michael?
Yeah, it's easy. You know, maybe I can send you the link. I mean, honestly, I like to connect with people directly. So social media, please connect with me. Say, hey, I heard you on Chris's show.
Yeah.
That's going to be the best high level people. Guys, I'm not going to send you to some link to download a freebie and then get on my email list and things like that. I don't check my email, so I don't expect others to. But connect with me directly on your favorite social media platform. I'm most active on Instagram and Facebook. I've got a lot going on LinkedIn, but I just don't check in. It becomes a nightmare for people pitching me. So I don't use it that often, but connect with me as a real person. And then from there, I'll send you my booking link. We can jump on an actual call, and discuss. I do that for podcasts. I love having that conversation from somebody that heard something cool here. I'll jump on that call with them.
Cool. Yeah. We'll put the social media handles on there for everybody. So you guys can look up Michael, but man, this is good stuff, man. We can go on for hours on this for sure. So.
I know it. Oh yeah. No, absolutely. Well, let's do it. Yeah. Let's just
clear let's the go ahead for hours. Years. Yep.
This is going to be the longest episode of anybody's life. I don't know what the world record is, but it's probably like days.
It's probably
long.
Got days. Know, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So we'll go a month. Awesome. We'll just go a month from here.
Sounds good, man.
No, all but this is always good, man. It's just delegation. That's all it is. Just getting comfortable with being uncomfortable with doing that and bringing on the right people. So that's
exactly. Awesome, guys. Well, hey, we'll put in the show notes there so you guys can connect with Michael, but definitely do that. Especially if you're saying I'm at the next phase, I cannot grow this by myself. I got to start delegating and getting this out. So connect with Michael and get that problem solved. Because I'll tell you, it is a game changer and it can buy your life back. So everybody, you know, again, it's not about just hearing this stuff. It's about doing it as well. Michael, thank you so much for joining us today. You've been awesome. Everybody make a wonderful process of the week. I'll see you later. Hey!
Visit us online at moneyripples.com for more resources to help you fix money leaks and get your money working harder for you now.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky?
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.